AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The shooting deaths of 9 people at a black church in Charleston, South Carolina, have reignited calls for the Confederate flag flying on the grounds of the State House in Columbia to come down. Governor Nikki Haley is the latest to call for that to happen.
We are here in a moment of unity in our state, without ill will, to say it's time to move the flag from the Capitol grounds.
The White House has announced that President Obama will speak at the funeral Friday of the pastor of Emmanuel AME Church, who was slain last week along with 8 members during a midweek Bible study in Charleston. According to AP correspondent Mark Smith,
aides say the president will be joined by Vice President Biden at services for the Reverend Clementa Pinckney and will be delivering the eulogy. Obama knew Pinckney, a longtime political ally, and noted the pastor and the others were cut down while in the midst of an evening of prayer and fellowship.
A stunning announcement this afternoon from Maryland's new governor, Larry Hogan, who told a news conference he has cancer of the lymph nodes.
It's an aggressive B-cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Hogan says the cancer is in either stage 3 or 4, but he jokingly said he has a better chance of beating it than he did when he beat his Democratic opponent last November. With summer barely begun, forecasters are already issuing heat advisories for much of the Southeast. A heat index of 103 degrees is expected today in Southeast Mississippi, South Central, and Southwest Alabama. Stocks advanced as investors grew more optimistic that there could be a breakthrough in talks between Greece and its lenders. The Dow picked up 104 points. This is AP Radio News. A prominent megachurch in Florida says a grandson of world-famous evangelist Billy Graham has stepped down as its pastor. AP religion correspondent Steve Coleman reports a moral failure is the reason.
Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church says the Reverend Tullian Chavijan has resigned for actions that disqualify him from continuing to serve as senior pastor. The Fort Lauderdale Church offered no details, but Chavijan, in a statement to the Washington Post, acknowledged having an affair. He became pastor of Coral Ridge in 2009 following the death of founding pastor D. James Kennedy, an evangelical luminary. Chavijan's leadership soon divided the congregation, prompting some members to leave and start a new church. I'm Steve Coleman.
The first movie theater to operate in the Haitian capital in years has opened its doors, a welcome sign of revival after an earthquake 5 years ago. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.